Good morning, Ratim Chalam Hilchos Shabbos. We're learning Klal Tes. Simon Tes. Simon Tes is sponsored L'Nishmas Yitzchak Elimelech Ben Akiva Zava Levi. And today's share is sponsored as a Refuah Shlema for Yehudis Bas Bela. So the Chayyadim is talking about the halachas of doing Mikzas HaMalacha. So he says, V'chein, in Bayes also malacha echad b'pamachas. If two people did one malacha achas b'pamachas, they did one malacha together. So the shir for chayiv of the malacha of Kaisib and Shabbos is oisius. And two people wrote the two letters together. They both held onto the pen and wrote the letter together. So the malacha is that they're not chayiv or karmen chatas. And similarly, if two people held on to the candle, which they're using to light something, that's called they did it together, and they're going to be potter. Where does this come from? So one person is chayte as he does it. So the pasuk teaches in both of these dinim, which we mentioned yesterday's halacha, that the person has to do all of the parts. If a person only does some of the parts and somebody else does the other parts, there's not going to be chayiv. And the action which is being done has to be done by an individual as opposed to by a group doing it together. Now, he puts in parentheses the following question. So, how does it differ from the concept of chatzi shir? So, we're saying this is not only is this not chayav chatzos, this is not going to be an issur d'oraisa. It's only an issur d'rabbanan. It's not called a person not doing the malacha as the way the Torah describes doing a malacha. It's only an issur d'rabbanan. We pass him chatzi shir as asim in the Torah. Now, the Gemara in Yuma, beginning of the 8th parak, brings two sources for Chatzi Shir Asur Min HaTorah. The Rish Lakish holds that Chatzi Shir is Mutar Min HaTorah. The Torah says the person can't eat on Yom Kippur. The shear of eating on Yom Kippur is the size of a kesevis. A person can't eat the Nevela. The shear for eating the Nevela is the size of a kezias. If a person eats on Yom Kippur less than a kesevis, a person eats a Nevela less than a kezias. According to Rish Lakish Min HaTorah, that's permitted. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees and says, no, even though the punishment only takes effect once a person eats a certain size, but a chatzi shir, chatzi doesn't mean necessarily a half, it means anything which is less than the full amount, whether it's less than half or more than half, is also min haTorah. The item, the person eats the nevela, he eats a half a kazayis of nevela, he eats a third of kazayis of nevela, he did a nevela, he ate nevela, that's an issur d'oraisa. He would not get punishment of malchus without a kazayas. Person ate less than a kesevis on Yom Kippur. He didn't have eruv, no punishment. Did a b'shogeg, no korban. Person ate the size of a kesevis on Yom Kippur. B'mezid, you get malchus. B'shogeg, brings a korban chatas. So the shear is a halacha unshim. That's how we pass him. So where does this come from, the idea of Chatzi Shir Asur Min HaTorah? The Gemara brings two sources. One is a Svara, and one is a Pasuk. So the Pasuk says, it says, Kol Chalev, any type of Chalev. So the Gemara says the word Kol, all, or any, is coming to include even a Chatzi Shir. Kol Chalev will say Chalev, you may not eat any amount of Chalev, even a small amount. And the Svara is Chatzi, the Gemara says it's Chatzi Tzerufei. If eating less than a kazayis is not an action of avera, so why, when you put it together with another kazayis, do you get an avera? It makes sense because since you eat a half and you could eat another half, all of it is bringing you towards the full avera. So it's chazalit tzarufei. It's possible to connect it to a full amount, so even part of it is already on your way to the isur. Thus, this applies to Melechus Shabbos. Is the concept of Chatzi Shir Asur Min HaTorah by Melechus Shabbos. So Rashi in Shabbos and Daf Ayin Dalet says explicitly, Chasishir Asur Min HaTorah on Shabbos. There's a famous Chacham Tzvi that says Chasishir does not apply to Shabbos because the pasuk Kol Chelev is done by Isuri Achila, not by other types of Isurim. So, for example, the Mor says a person carries out something on Shabbos, there's a shir, how much he has to carry to be chayiv. Person reaps on Shabbos, does the mochav kaitzer, there's a shir, how much he has to do to be chayiv. A person forgot about Shabbos and he's kaitzer, the shir is the size of a kagregris, a dried fig. He is kaitzer the size of kernels of wheat, which add up to a half a kagurgus. Did he do an aveira? According to Rashi says yes. According to the Chacham Tzvi, he holds the answer would be no. But most Peskim, and Mishabur follows that, etc., hold Chatzis Shasim and applies to Shabbos. So a person does part of a malacha on Shabbos, so he's not chayiv, we're saying over here. But if he does the malacha, but only in a smaller amount, he's going to be, he did an aveira. If he does only part of the malacha, he doesn't have a devera deraisa. If he does a chasishir, he has a devera min haTorah. So you have to explain what the difference is. So he leaves that as you have to say that they're different. He doesn't explain why. Maybe we'll explain why a little bit in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.